This summer's drought is being called the country's worst in 50 years, covering a larger area than even the infamous 1936 drought of the Great Dust Bowl era. Low water levels are taking a monumental toll on farming and shipping industries, but also on tourism and recreation. For instance, 70% of Illinois is now facing extreme drought conditions. That's just a single category away from exceptional, the most severe designation. And that does not come as a surprise to Vermilion River rafting owners Bob and Ruth Herbst in Oglesby, Illinois. They're about 90 miles due west of Chicago near Starved Rock State Park. They've described their river there as desolate. Bob Herbst joins us on the line. And Bob, you've been operating for 17 years. You know, give us an idea of what you faced this summer season. How long were you able to run this year?
We've been running about 3 weeks.
Wow. What do you normally run?
A little over almost 3 months.
Wow. So you had to shut down because of the low river?
Yes.
Well, what does it look like?
Well, right now I look out, I can walk across the river on the rocks, and I didn't get my ankles wet.
Well, talk about starved rocks. You have starved rocks out there today. And normally would it be, you know, rapids or at least flowing?
Well, right now it would be floating. We probably wouldn't have rapids this time of year, but normally up until the middle of July, we have very good rafting here.
Yeah, so what's been the impact? I mean, do you have to turn people away? About employees?
We had to cancel over 2,000 reservations that we had beside all the people that called up and wanted to come after Memorial Day that couldn't take their reservations.
So you had to cancel some. You couldn't take others. What about employees?
We hire about 6 or 7 people, depending on how busy we are. And most of them were relation to my two grandsons. I mean, they depended on that money for college and everything, and it wasn't there.
Well, what are people in your area telling you is the reason? I mean, is this just, you know, lack of rain? Is it the heat? What, you know, is
it
sick?
What J.C. sent down to us, what J.C. gave us this year, you know.
J.C., yeah.
One of those things that...
it's just your fortunes this year. But has it been, is it lack of rain?
Oh, yes, definitely. Lack of warm moisture ever since last Thanksgiving. From Thanksgiving until the 1st of May, we only had 3 inches of rain, or 3 inches of moisture for that whole winter time. We only had 4 inches of snow this winter.
So, you know, what are you thinking long term? How much money do you lose in a season like this when instead of 3 months, you're just 2.5 weeks?
Well, probably between $80,000 and $100,000.
Wow. That's a big hit.
Yeah.
Do you have an insurance for that? How does that work?
No, there's no insurance on that. We're not a big operation. We only send down around 5,000 people a year.
Wow, but still, that's a lot of revenue lost.
Yeah, that is. It hurts the family, and then I've got two other fellows that work with us all the time, and every year, you know, they come in and they got families and everything, and it puts a crap in everybody.
Yeah. Have you heard this from other people in the area who have this more entertainment side of things as opposed to farming?
Oh, yes. We're the only one with whitewater rafting. But there's a lot of canoe trips that they're almost all shut down to.
Wow. Maybe people can come and hike.
Yeah, we've got a lot of beautiful hiking trails. We've got a lot in the state park here, and that there's a lot of waterfalls normally, but this year there's no waterfalls in the park.
Geez. So what are people getting together to talk about, you know, what to do going forward? Or, you know, are you just going to keep fingers crossed that next year it rains? I mean, what's the sense?
That's what you have to do. You have to just try to hope for next year, because we have a small farm across the about 5 miles from here with 80 acres of corn and beans, and those crops are almost a failure, too.
Yeah, at least hopefully have maybe a little bit of insurance for that, no?
Yes, there is some insurance on
crop
that.
Crop insurance. Well, Bob Herbst, again, the co-owner of Vermilion River Rafting there in Oglesby, Illinois, had to cut their 2.5-month rafting season to just 2.5 weeks. We wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you, Robin.
And of course, as we said, the drought has been tough on ranchers and their cattle. But an unexpected result of that is that U.S. troops are soon going to have more meat in their diet. Pastureland across the South and the Midwest is drying up. Corn and soybean crops for feed have been decimated. The result is that ranchers are being forced to sell off their livestock, prices dropping dramatically. And the Pentagon is now increasing its meat purchases to take advantage of those prices and help the ranchers out. So the drought here is going to have an impact, a positive one, for meat-eating troops here and overseas. Which is where we are going next, to talk about the killing in Afghanistan. What's going on? That's in 30 seconds, here and now.